Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Geveri Polyjet Annual Results for 2009 conference call. At this time, all participants are in a listen-only mode. Later, we will conduct a question-and-answer session, and instructions will be given at that time. If anyone should require operator assistance during the conference, please press star followed by zero on your telephone. Just to remind you all that this conference call is being recorded. I would now like to hand over to the chairperson, Dominik Lebetsky. Please begin your meeting, and I'll be standing by.
Thank you, operator. Welcome, everyone, at the conference dedicated to quarterly last quarter and the whole 2009 results. Let me start with a summary that we are very happy with the results, both operational and financial, which we achieved in fourth quarter of this year and the whole 2009. Operational because it was definitely the most competitive year, the most demanding in terms of the competition in the history of DTH business in Poland. Financial because we were still affected by economical situation as especially weakening Polish zloty. Despite the fact that our competition did extremely aggressive promotions, which one which is worth to mention is, for example, giving the HD television sets for 1 zloty. Our number of the subscribers at the end of the year reached 3.2 million, and market share in net additions were 57%. Despite the fact that there are three big competitors, plus we have also TPSA DTH operation launch for the clients of DISH Telecom, we were able to net add 475,000 subscribers, which is much more than combined competition together. Respectively to our 3.2 million subscribers, the panorama of the market is following that Cyfra Plus has over 1.5 million subscribers and reached 700,000 subscribers. On this slide number five, we decided to show you whole the market. The first slide was dedicated to pay TV subscription mode. Here you have this extension to prepaid kind of formulas as well. It includes Telewizja na Kartę and includes also subscribers, not subscribers, users of the set-top boxes of Cyfrowy Polsat, which in any given moment can subscribe for a single month subscription or can purchase a VOD event. Here also we include TPSA with their 263,000 users because we have no information about paying subscribers in this base. Looking at the market from this angle, we see that Cyfrowy Polsat has a very similar market share, 57%. If we look at the development of the market from the angle of the gross additions, because that's an indicator which shows the power of our programming offer and reception by the new clients, we see that our market share were 54% with almost 800,000 gross additions in comparison to the total of our competition, less than 500. I said that this indicator is giving the hints how to how Polish customers receive the audience is because net additions, as you know, is the function of gross additions minus churn. Cyfrowy Polsat having 50% more customers than, roughly speaking, 50% customers more than combined competition is in net additions is the more difficult situation because in order to achieve similar net additions in percentage, we have to sell in gross additions much more. So, as I said, the churn is very important to describe the development of the companies in the market. And as we see in the slide number 6, in the bottom of it, we estimated the churn of our competition and close to 18%, 17.7%, which is basically the outcome of the TVN Capital Group annual report. We presented the formula here, how we calculated it. The Cyfra Plus churn was at the level of over 15%. We don't know whether it was 15 or 20. That is the expression the president, CEO of Canal Plus used during the conference on March 2nd. Our churn, as it is defined today, it's 10.7%, but it's worth to mention that from 2010, Cyfrowy Polsat will implement new formula to describe the churn, which is based on the definition used by BSkyB. So it is not only the number of the customers which left the platform, but it's net of those who reinstated their subscription in the given period. So it means that by this change of the definition, we say that we recognize the amount, the certain amount of the customers who went to the point of sales and simply instead of going through our retention programs, they bought a new set-top box and stayed with us. Of course, this is something which we are not too happy with because the cost of the acquisition of the new customers is higher than the retention, but still this is a loyal client of Cyfrowy Polsat. So this definition, in our opinion, better describes the business, and counting like that, our subscription, our churn was at the level of 8% in 2009. Going back for a second to the gross addition, it's worth mentioning that our 800,000, in contradiction to the similar offer of Platform N, does not count the second set-top box. So two set-top boxes given customers under one subscription is counted as one. Our operating results, I touched some issues to make the full picture. It's the thing which makes us very happy is that the mix of the packages was very much better in Q4 than in Q3. As a result of it, our split of the subscriber base to family and mini improved by 1%, which is not only, it's also a reversing of a trend. So we're talking about few dozen thousands of our customers who subscribe to the higher tiers. It's not only due to the macroeconomical improved situation in Poland, but also due to the new mechanisms of acquiring the customers. Number of MVNO users is 30,000. This figure is slightly lower than in last report, but we are on the verge of turning the curve because from the very beginning of our operation as MVNO, we acquired about 130,000 users, but at some point in time, we decided to stop selling prepaid as a product which does not help us improve the loyalty of the client and has the not too good implication on our business. So we decided to focus only on postpaid clients with a valid contract, and that's why the number of the users a little bit diminished, because we do not rebuild the prepaid base, only adding the subscribers on the postpaid side. The growth was possible due to many activities which were taken. We brought many channels to our packages, both Family Mini and Mini Max, making them more competitive without any price increase. We dedicated the money saved on the renegotiations of the on the renewals of the contract with the broadcasters and reinvested that money in new content, making our offer more attractive for our customers. Very important part in this enhancing of our offer is HD. Few HD channels were added, and it's not the end. We're planning to add few more in next coming months. Plus, we decided to launch HD package as well, which started to be sold recently. Also, on December 1st, we launched a new product, video on demand service, which, in contradiction to what VOD means in the Polish market when it's only push VOD, we decided to launch it in the near VOD mode. It means that from the day one, whole subscriber base of Cyfrowy Polsat, or I should use even expression user base of Cyfrowy Polsat, can buy a single event or a subscription VOD. So 3.9 million users of the set-top boxes can have an access to this offer. From the very first day, we sold few hundred thousand of events, and that makes us very proud, and because we believe that there is a great potential in this project. Today, these results were achieved based only on the content purchased from the local distributors, and we are in the final stage of the negotiations with the major studios. Good content, the very best world movie content from Hollywood will definitely help us improve the results of this project. 2009 and offering were prepared for the customer. Offering for the customers were prepared in as a result of a very competitive move of Cyfra Plus, who, as I mentioned before, started to give away HD TV sets for 1 zloty. We decided to take another path, which brings us more value to the company and to the customers. So we decided to give a second set-top box for free, recognizing the need of the customer, who, because in Poland there is a swap of TV sets from the old one to flat screens, and so it means that Polish households have 2 TV sets at home. So we decided to give the second set-top box with a limited offer on it, but with the potential to grow ARPU also on the second set-top box. We believe that in the future it will also have a positive impact on the ARPU, because to remind you, as long as the customer buys the lower packages, we will recognize it as a one client. On February 1st, we launched our internet broadband services based on HSPA Plus 900 megahertz radio frequency. The offer is today available only where Aero2, the company which we are doing it together with, managed to build the managed to build the network. Today is a little bit over 30% of our subscriber base, and we believe that we hope that Aero 2 will improve the development of the network, and in soon we'll be able to offer the broadband services, meaning triple play, in the mention in the whole country. With the saturation of the market, which is inevitable in a few years from now, the retention programs for the client pay will make more and more will have more and more influence on the business. That's why we are implementing a lot of loyalty programs, and we hope that the results of them will be visible in the maintaining of the low churn rate of our company. Our financial results, as you see them, or you will see in a second, were impacted by depreciation of Polish zloty towards US dollars and euro. To remind you, 50% of our costs are denominated in euro and US dollars. It's programming, conditional access system, transmission of the signal, and the set-top boxes. Our plans for 2010 are the same as usual: to increase the subscriber base to the maximum extent, further develop our internet services, which in Q2 we would like to convert in the multiple play offer, with the at the end of the day further increase of the customer value through new DTH product and through the telecommunication services. We see today the very good for us trend of appreciations of Polish zloty toward foreign currencies, and if Polish zloty will stay at this level or even maybe improve as some analysts forecast, we'll see the improvement of our results, financial results, due to that fact, not only due to the organic growth. On page number 9, you'll see the further dynamic growth of our subscriber base, especially in the premium packages segment, 2.6 million subscriber in that segment, and 600 in the lower tier segment, giving the improvement figures at the level of 300 and 150,000. The results, which are very happy with, which reverse the trend of faster growth of mini and mini package. Therefore, ARPU in 2009 grew to 40.3 zloty, but the improvement was mainly on the fourth quarter result. I think that we can expect some further increase in 2010. We also observed the further increase of ARPU of the mini package due to the fact that a substantial number of this customer decided to subscribe to the Minimax package, to remind you, 10 zloty more than mini. On slide number 10, on the right hand side, you see the chart which shows the development of the churn. Here in the bottom, you see also the new definition of the churn, which we'll use from Q1 of 2010. And we put this slide already with the new definition to show you the correlation between between the subscriber base, which is in the initial period, and the growth of churn. So in the year 2006 and 2007, we didn't implement any adjustment, because with such a huge subscriber base in the initial term, which were about 70%, there was no internal churn. The churn which we deducted from the churn defined as we recognize it through 2009. So, going to our financial results, revenues in Q4, 339 million, up by 8%. The whole year 2009, close to 1.3 billion Polish zloty, improved by 14%. EBITDA went up to 74 million by 54%. On the whole year, down to 327, 6% down. But adjusted EBITDA, adjusted only in 2009 because Q4 of 2009, the exchange rate of Polish zloty were at the similar level at the a year earlier. So we adjusted only the yearly results. You will see that a part of the depreciation of the Polish zloty, our organic growth is very healthy, 14%. EBITDA margin in Q4 went up by 6.4 percentage point to almost 22%. In the whole year, almost 26%, 5% down. But adjusted, again, is equal to the one from the previous year. And remember that we developed three new business lines, MVNO, internet, broadband, and VOD. Net income, 49 million in Q4, 15% up. And again, 238 and adjusted 295, down 12 or 9 up. Nothing more to add. These financial results, especially in the Q4, are due to the fact that today, just maybe one comment before I go further. I would like to remind you that our business is very cyclical. 50%, more or less 50% of our sales happen in Q4. Therefore, our financial results in Q4 of each year are always impacted by strong acquisitions of last quarter of the year. But this year, the cushion we built for in the 9 years of the history of Cyfrowy Polsat, or I should say even 10, is so big that it amortized the very big acquisitions. 360,000 more or less gross additions in Q4 of 2009, and very healthy EBITDA, 74% with 22% margin. That's the meaning. The reason for that is that the existing subscriber base of the customer pays for the acquisition of the new customers. Now I would like to hand the floor, or I should say the phone, to CFO Tomasz Szelang.
Thank you, Dominik. Good afternoon to everyone. Ladies and gentlemen, I have got the pleasure to present to you very good financial results of Cyfrowy Polsat. Before I go into analyzing the data, I would like to make 3 points as an introduction. First one, in this report, we changed the way of the presentation of our financial reports, directly speaking, from by nature into by function one. We did it because we wanted to give you more information, much more information about the company, and also to give you the possibility to compare our results with other companies, not only in Poland, but also abroad. Of course, in order to have the comparable period, we recalculated 2008 results. However, I would like to assure you that changes we made have no influence on net profit and EBITDA reported in previous years. Second issue, in some cases we did a compensation of operating revenues and operating costs in order to give you information reflecting the actual economic substance of the transaction. I stressed this issue while commenting Q3 results a few months ago. Just to give you an example, revenues from transmission services were compensated with programming costs, and I will discuss it in more detail later on during the presentation. And third issue, we changed the presentation of consolidation. In this report we published today, there's a lack of the position of change of stock value in profit and loss account. You've got it only in a balance sheet, which impacted actually both revenues and cost side of profit and loss account. However, with no impact of net profit and EBITDA. Okay, now let's go to the financial results. The first two slides are some kind of a summary of more detailed information we presented on the next slide. Slide number 14, Q4 financial results. Revenues grew by 8% and revenues growth was higher in comparison to the operating cost growth. As a result, we achieved an increase in our profits. Let's put EBITDA as an example. Our EBITDA on the quarterly basis increased by 54% and EBITDA margin 3.4 percentage points. Slide number 15, yearly results. The whole year, as Dominik said, was affected by foreign exchange negative changes. However, without this FX impact, our business is growing and, for example, adjusted EBITDA increased by 14% to the level of nearly 400 million. Slide number 16, our revenues grew by 8% due to the increase in the subscription fees. Subscription fees actually accounted for 92% of the total revenues. You can see it on the right-hand side graph. And definitely this proves the stability of our business as these revenues are diversified over more than 3.2 million subscribers. What is important, subscription fees are still growing on the quarterly basis up to 41 million, you can see it on the left-hand side graph. Revenues from equipment sales on the quarterly basis, it decreased by 19 million, meaning 56%. And usually I put the reason that this is connected with the fact that our customers, our subscribers, prefer leasing instead of buying set-top boxes from us. And this reason accounted for about 10 million. However, I would like also to stress that a decrease in revenues from equipment sales is higher than a decrease in the quantity of set-top boxes sold as a result of lower average price of one set-top box sold. This factor accounted for about 6.5 million decrease. And this fact is connected actually with the fact that we implemented retention programs last year. And in one scenario, customers have the possibility of buying from us a set-top box at one zloty, which finally increases total subsidy. However, the customer is loyalized again, and this situation will have positive effect for us in the future. In 2010, we plan also to offer customers in retention programs both buying and leasing of set-top boxes. Slide number 17, the same positive trends in terms of subscription fees can be observed in the whole year. And for example, subscription fees share in the total revenues is even 1% higher and accounts for 93%, and the same in terms of subscription fees growth on the yearly basis is at the level of 22%. On this slide, I would like also to discuss three other points in the table before below the graph. Revenues for lease of premises and equipment were 11 million, and we did not have such revenues last year. And this is the position that is highly correlated with the call center cost, because we lease this premises and equipment to the company that services us with call center. That's why, in order to better show, understand our business, you should net these revenues with call center costs. Revenues from one-off contribution from Nagravision were lower on a yearly basis by 9 million. And just to remind you, the last portion of it was booked in Q1 2009. And from that moment, you shouldn't expect any revenues from that source, of course, unless our conditional access system is broken. And last but not least, sales of revenues from sales of signal transmission services grew by 1.6 million. However, this is the position that is correlated with programming cost, and we compensated nearly 17 million of these revenues with programming cost. Slide number 18. There was a positive foreign exchange impact of 1 million on programming and transmission services costs. Programming cost grew by 9 million, meaning 13%, as a result of growth in subscriber base and increase of premium packages sales. And another one is new content offered both by us and offered to our subscribers. However, to a large extent offset by positive effects of negotiations with broadcasters on level of licensing fees. Distribution, marketing, customer relation management and retention cost grew by 10 million, meaning 13%, due to the growing call center and marketing costs. Call center costs actually grew by 6 million, meaning 43%. However, after netting with rental revenues I described before, cost grew only by 3.6 million, meaning 24%, as a result of higher subscriber base, of course, and retention program we implemented in Q2 2009. And marketing cost grew by 3 million, meaning 12%, due to our local marketing activities we undertook with our points of sale. Salaries and employee-related expenses decreased by 8 million, meaning 30%, as a result of a lack of bonuses for management board and executive staff. Till now, the management board haven't received any information from the supervisory board about possible payout of bonuses for 2009. Cost of set-top boxes sold decreased by 16 million. And again, this is not only the reason that subscribers preferred leasing instead of buying set-top boxes from us. Just to underline, there's also a decrease in cost of set-top boxes sold is higher than a decrease in the quantity of set-top boxes sold as a result of lower average cost of one set-top box sold. This is connected actually with the fact that there's an increasing number of our own cheaper set-top boxes in total sales. That's why the average cost of one set-top box sold is decreasing. Slide number 19. The same trends on the yearly basis as I described, plus, of course, the most important factor, the negative effect of FX fluctuations. Our results were impacted heavily by FX, which totaled for 70 million, out of which 55 went to programming costs and 15 went to transmission services costs. Transmission services costs without the impact of FX grew by 9 million, meaning 15%, mainly as a result of new transponder capacity we bought in Q2 2009, for new services from the category video on demand launched in December 2009, and for safety of our business, and growing subscriber base, which costs higher cost for conditional access system, which is paid per subscriber. Distribution costs grew by 16 million, meaning 15%, due to a better package mix sold to our subscribers, as Dominik said, which results in higher commissions paid and an increase in subscriber acquisition costs. However, in case the package mix remains unchanged compared to 2008, the current SAC would also remain at a comparable level. Slide number 20, just to show you the stable growing business of Cyfrowy Polsat. Adjusted EBITDA without the foreign exchange impact, negative impact, was at the level of 400 million, and the adjusted EBITDA grew by 14%. And last but not least, slide number 21, cash flows. We started the year with 246 million. Cash flow from operations were at the level of 183 million, and this is very satisfactory result, taking into consideration the fact that we financed the production of our own set-top boxes that were placed on stock, and this is an increase of 62 million in comparison to the same period of last year. CapEx, 37 million, a decrease of 19 million due to a decrease in the capital expenditure for MVNO infrastructure, and due to the fact that in 2008 we finished the building and refurbishing of our premises, and ratio CapEx versus revenues is less than 3%. We paid the dividend at the level of 200 million, 75 groszy per share. We are net cash positive of 53 million. At the end of the year, we had 70 million plus additional 27 million escrow for a purchase of additional stake in Mpung Holdings Limited, and outstanding debt was at the level of 47 million. Thank you very much. Dominik?
Thank you, Tomasz. So, to wrap up, as usually, we would like to tell you where are we heading in 2010? The directions are unchanged. Two lines which goes pretty much parallel the same direction. Continue to grow the value of our existing DTH core business, and introduction and development of multiple play offer based on MVNO and broadband services. How would like to increase the value of our DTH business? First of all, to increase the penetration of pay satellite services sold by Cyfrowy Polsat to the maximum possible level before the market saturation, which we believe will happen in a few years from now. We keep saying that there is at least 1.5 to maybe even 2 million households which will subscribe to the pay TV till the launch of DTT in Poland. The launch is predicted in July 2013. In the meantime, we'd like also to increase ARPU through increased penetration of the premium packages, which we launched every year, something new, HD package, VOD services, new premium packages in the previous years. increase of the customer loyalty. This will play more and more important role in the development of our business, especially when the market saturates. So our focus is already on that, and we implement a lot of loyalty programs, which in result shall help to stabilize our low churn rate. We continue to manage our operation cost effectively. One of the examples we always giving is our own factory of the set-top boxes. This factory till today produced and introduced to the market over 1 million standard definition set-top boxes. In April 2010, we will start to produce our own HD set-top box, in-house produced, designed, software and hardware, and manufactured. This will enable us to cut the cost of HD set-top box in the comparable level as we did it with SD boxes, meaning by 25%. Our telecommunication business, as I said, we have already in our portfolio two offers, telecommunication offers. MVNO started September 2008, plus broadband, HSPA Plus, started February this year. But it's still a separate agreement, separate subscription, even today is very low, only 1 zloty, but it's still a separate service for a client. In Q2, we plan to launch a multiple play offer, meaning that with one agreement, one subscription, the client receiving very simple invoice and paying to the one account will be able to receive triple play services with a possible extension to the quadruple play, the fixed telephony designed on the radio technology to complete the portfolio of the product in Q4 of 2010. This way we leverage our brand and especially our customer base, increasing ARPU and increasing the loyalty of our customers, because looking at the profitability of this business, we'll do that from two angles. From the angle of a standalone business, but also of the as a tool of the churn reduction and the money we save on the clients, which will not be lost thanks to the increased loyalty. To remind you, the benchmarks are following: DTH as a standalone business average churn 15-16%, on the triple play among those operators who revealed that it's in the single percentage digits. Building the radio internet, I should say, because it doesn't matter, it's radio internet connection with our client. In the future, we also plan to sell our content, in the beginning probably different, in time maybe very similar to what is on satellite, through new technical means, because that's how we see Cyfrowy Polsat, as an aggregator of the content who should deliver it to the customers regardless, with the technology which is the most efficient and acceptable by client. So that's the point where we complete our presentation and we are ready to take the questions. Operator, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you do have a question at this time, please press star followed by one on your telephone keypad to register your question. Please press the hash or pound key to cancel your request. And once again, that's star one to register and the hash or pound key to cancel. And there will be a short silence whilst participants register their questions. And once again, ladies and gentlemen, that's star one to register your question and the hash or pound key to cancel. We appear to have no questions at this time, so I'll hand the conference back to you, sir.
Thank you very much. I understand that for the first time in the history it happened there is no question, so it looks that we gave all the information required by our investors. Thank you very much, and I hope to hear you in 3 months from now. Goodbye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your participation. This concludes today's conference, and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.